Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Triple M Monday Motivation Meeting. Hope you're really well. I've just put the chat on to everyone, so you should be able to say good day. Love to know where you're tuning in from today. And of course, are you a boardroomer or are you a lone wolf? Always keen to understand where everyone's coming from. And I'm running solo today, team. I'm running solo. Darcy's in Japan. He's taken 2 weeks off for some much needed family time. So I'd love the banter to be high today, team. Help me out. Give lots of chat. Ask lots of questions so I don't feel like a loner too. So shout out to you all. Got plenty of people jumping in. G'day to Aaron and Beatrice and Ben, Billy, Bowl, Brenton, Brett, two Camerons, Campbell, Chloe, Corrado. What a name. That's awesome. Dale, Darren, David, Gavin, Grant, Huxley, Jacob, Jeanette, Jaden, John, Marcus. There's plenty of you. I can't keep up. So hello. And hope you're really well. Cameron's tuning in from the own office. Love it. Martin's at home. Jeanette's at home. Brett's at home. Hey, look. Us loners can unite and be okay in business and in sales. But welcome to you all. If this is your first time, we do this every Monday morning, 8 o'clock to 8:30 Brisbane time. It's designed to give you that pep in your step, give you some mindset, insight, some models, some strategies, some time savers, questions of the week, stuff that you can plug straight into your sales game. So I really appreciate you guys joining us today and looking forward to a big episode. We're going to be diving into middle of funnel, which is all about how we actually get more meetings. How do we get more quality meetings? How do we get the right people involved? So any questions along those lines, feel free to fire away. You can do a Q&A or fire it straight into the chat, but keen to dive in. Definitely feels different without Darcy. So wish me luck, but keen for today. Let's get the show on the road. We should be in. All right, cool. So team, Monday mindset for the meeting side of things and for middle of funnel. I believe there's three key ingredients that I'd love to share with you guys in terms of patterns I've noticed for teams that are really consistent in booking meetings and are getting plenty of prospecting meetings done right through to discovery, negotiation meetings. Obviously, the more that you can build in quality time with your network, with your pipeline, the more likely it is that you're going to get the deals over the line, right? The last thing we want to hear from our buyers is, I'll just send it over an email. I'll just give me that pricing. I'll just give me what I need and then I'm going to ghost you. We all know that doesn't work like that, right? Sales don't work like that. The more that your buyer is engaged in wanting to spend time with you, this is ultimately going to be the sign that they want to work with you. So the three ingredients that I find are sometimes missing with people that I have chat with, people that I'm coaching, and they say, no, Steve, I can't get meetings with anyone. They're always just ghosting me, or they're no shows, or I'm not even booking them in the first place. And the first one is curiosity, right? So curiosity, I believe, is a superpower. We all had heaps of it when we were kids. Shout out if you're a parent, right? It doesn't take too long before why and why-based questions become really common. Why is the sky blue? Where are we going? Why are we going there? All of these type of questions that are based around curiosity. If you're wanting to learn something new, if you want to get more out of today's session, the first thing we need to do is dial up our curiosity, because as soon as we dial up our curiosity, we become researchers and we're looking for the secrets rather than just the surface level conversation. And again, you would have noticed this in your sales conversations when your buyer is free to start sharing their own secrets, start to reveal information that they may not have revealed to anyone else, particularly if you're in a really competitive selling environment. You want to facilitate a place where your buyer is free to share and share the truth. I have a saying that a deal will never close until the truth has been said. But when you think about our outreach, sometimes we go in with no curiosity, meaning we have done no research. So a really good tip to begin with to help you get more meetings is spend more time in research. A couple of quick tips on this. You go to their website. You go to the About Us section. You search for their values. You explore who's on their team. You start to discover the origin story, how the business began. The second thing I love to do is go to YouTube. Search for that business. Have they produced any videos? Have they produced any content? One of my favorite tips, and this is a huge one, is go to seek.com.au or go to anywhere where there might be a job listing and explore if that company is currently got open roles. This strategy works a treat because if you're searching for what job roles they have available or even job roles within the industry, normally in the job description, it lists out almost their responsibilities, what's required of them, the KPIs that they need to kind of hit. And so you can even go in with that from a, like an intelligent angle, you know, how are you currently managing blah? And that's referenced to part of the job title in terms of what is required of them. And so that curiosity piece normally starts with research. The other one is LinkedIn. I love jumping on LinkedIn and going through their About Me profile. Click on their profile and have a look. Have they done any posts recently? Have they liked anyone else's content recently? What other posts or content are they engaging in? And sometimes with this piece, you've got a different angle in for the meeting. You could say, hey, I noticed on your LinkedIn that you did a post a couple of weeks ago around ABC project. I wanted to know how you guys are actually tracking with that. If you can show to your buyer that you've put in some effort in research, you'll notice the walls come down really quickly. The problem with this is most people don't take the time to do this. And so let me know in the chat, how often do you get spammy LinkedIn outreach from people trying to help you, and it's clear that they have done zero research about you? Let me know. I get it all the time. Brett says, absolutely hate it. Yeah, for that outreach, right? So you see it all the time. One that I'm getting all of the time is like, Steve, I can help you with your SEO. Steve, I can help you with your YouTube. Steve, I can help you with your videos, right? I probably have got 1,000 of them. So you might have seen before, right? You get these people that are reaching out. And recently I've been getting a lot saying, hey, Steve, I can help you with your YouTube. It's clear that they've done no research. They haven't even referenced any videos that I've produced on YouTube. It's just like, hey, I can help you with this thing. And everyone does this same sales approach of like, hey, I can help you with this thing. Until last week, I had a guy reach out to me. He's based in India. And it was one of the best outreaches I've seen, right? He goes, hey, Steve, been on your YouTube. I've watched 3 or 4 videos. I like the vibe you're putting out, but I think we can do a whole lot better in terms of the editing of those videos. I've gone ahead and made you a video in terms of what we might be able to do for you. And also here's a screenshot on like a few areas where we could potentially work on some SEO and keywords. He sent me a Google Drive link. And in the Google Drive link was this sick, highly edited video where he just downloaded a YouTube video of mine, re-edited it, and then uploaded it for me to watch with 3 thumbnails saying, hey, I think we can also do better thumbnails. I ghosted him for like a week. A week later, he sent me a Loom video, like a Vidyard, walking through his process. And again, had personalization around me. I was like, good on you, bro. Like you put in a little bit of effort instead of just saying, hey, I can help you with your SEO. Hey, I can help you with your videos. He actually put some time into being curious about me, actually understood the content I was producing, and made me an example of what he could do. Go figure, I've booked a meeting with him on Tuesday and you start seeing some better edited videos come out. You know, we've signed up with this guy, right? And it made me really think that salespeople are often so lazy in their outreach and so lazy in terms of wanting to book meetings. So tip number one, increase your curiosity, do more research, and build that research into your outreach to show them that you've actually put some effort in here and you will absolutely dominate compared to how most people do outreach. The second one, and this links back to what I just said about this guy making me a video, is understanding how much goodwill have you created in the market. Goodwill is what lowers people's barriers to wanting to actually meet with you, work with you, collaborate with you. So goodwill is putting in some effort and creating assets for them, like this guy did, before they've even engaged in working with you. Is there something that you can put together that's customized just for them? Is there a way that you can add more value to them before they've even engaged? And this is why, webinars and producing content or finding ways to actually give them a trial or get on site with them and do a research project, establishing out all the problems, building out use cases, building out business plans. All of this stuff creates goodwill in your sales process. Because often people will decline meetings with you or spend time with you because you're just going in with a take mentality rather than a give mentality. Let me know if that's making sense. So when you pair curiosity, big research piece, to, hey, I'm going to create some goodwill before we've even started working together, all of a sudden you start to notice the barriers start to come down. And then the final piece is what I call bottled enthusiasm. This is huge. This is the invisible force that can really make a difference with your buyers. So the way I like to think about it is, I want you to imagine you've got like a 2-liter bottle of Coke in your chest. And if you got that bottle of Coke and you shook it up, right, what's it going to do? Well, it's going to start sort of bubbling and foaming. It's going to have some energy in there that wants to get out. But instead of just like cracking the lid and exploding enthusiasm all over people, what you want to do is just like crack the lid and then put it back up again, and then crack the lid and then let it go, and then crack the lid. I call it bottled enthusiasm. This energy inside of you makes an absolute huge difference in how your message is perceived. I'm hopefully giving you a bit of bottled enthusiasm today, right? Hopefully some of my enthusiasm is getting transferred through the screen and you're getting a little bit of it as well, right? The reason this is so important, team, is sometimes your message might actually be dialed in, but it's how you're delivering the message is where it's all falling apart. I'll give you an example. Imagine I rocked up today, team, and I said this: "Hey, team, welcome to the Monday motivation meeting. Today, we're going to go through four things. The first one being mindset. There's three things you need to do meetings well. One, curiosity, research. Two, develop goodwill. Give before you take. Three, be enthusiastic." Team, let me know in the chat, how quickly would you dial off this webinar if that was the level of enthusiasm? I do it well, says Dad. How quickly would you be jumping off if that was my level of enthusiasm that I was putting on the call? Jeanette said straight away. Exactly. Now here's the kicker. It's exactly the same content. The same content. I could just be reading from the slides, walking through it. No enthusiasm. You'd be out in a minute. You're like, stuff this guy, this Monday motivation meeting. Yeah, right. Change your title, right? It's the enthusiasm that you bring to the message. So sometimes your message is dialed in, but the level of enthusiasm that you're bringing to that message is where it's falling flat, I should say. And I believe these are the three key ingredients when it comes to our mindset to book more meetings with more key players. So what I'd love for you to do, team, Aaron says tonality is important. Absolutely, it's so important. The question I got for you today is, what is missing today? Number one, is it curiosity? You're not doing enough research before outreach. Number two, you don't have enough goodwill built into your outbound process, meaning you're not giving, you're taking. And lastly, maybe you're a bit flat. Maybe you're a bit tired. Maybe you're a bit hungover. Let us know in the chat, team, which one is it for you? Because when you get all three, meetings really, really start to fly. Love it. Everyone's saying you guys can see this in the Q&A. Okay, cool. Love it. Appreciate it. So that's the Monday mindset, team. Curiosity, goodwill, and bottled enthusiasm is the key. Moving on to the model. Ivan says curiosity or preparation. Yeah, it's a great question. I think curiosity is the lead measure to being prepared or to doing research. If you're not curious about the person that you're actually prospecting or you're not curious about the person that you're going to see, it's highly likely you won't have any preparation. It's almost like a lack of care. So I think curiosity is the lead measure. It'll help you be more prepared, but I think it's what actually gets you started looking for the needle in the haystack, so to speak. You start digging through and go, man, what's a unique insight that I can find here? And it could be anything, right? Like you can go back to previous job history on LinkedIn and see where they worked before and bring that up as a topic of conversation. Or it could be that they've been there for years and years and years and years and years. So you get them to story tell about that experience and the change that they would have seen over the years. I think it starts with curiosity. Awesome. All right, Monday model. So sometimes where we can get stuck in the sales process is we have one-on-one conversations, 1v1 meetings. Now, it's good, but it's not great because you only have one line of communication. So if you go quiet or they go quiet, the whole deal kind of stops. And this happens all the time. So instead, what we want to do is try and bring more people to the table and get more joint visits going. So there might be two people on your team to bring more people in, or ultimately it's 3-on-3. You guys might have heard of this before as one of our key strategies, the triple double. But even more so now, team, it's so important that we're introducing team members early. And normally those team members shouldn't be other salespeople. Examples are bringing in people that are specialists in design, in operations, in finance and legal, in estimation, whatever it may be, is you want to bring these other team members in early and brag about their specialization, point to the diversity of the role and how it will add value to them. So how it sounds is this: hey, I'd love to introduce you to Darcy at some point. He's had a really big history in psychology. I obviously bring the strategy aspect to growing business, but I think he would have a pretty unique insight on this, particularly because we're talking about leadership here and we're talking about culture. So I'd love to bring Darcy in on our next chat. Is that cool with you? The buyer feels super important. They're like, well, okay, cool. They love it because they're expanding their own network. But three, I'm setting Darcy up for success by bragging about what he kind of specializes in. Wesley says SMEs, yes, subject matter experts, absolutely. And you can bring in subject matter experts even outside of your business. So you might collaborate with strategic partners, you might collaborate with consultants, you might collaborate with advisors, and you introduce them and bring them into the deal. The reason this is powerful is when you start adding team members on your side and you're bragging about their specialization and you brag about their subject matter expertise, you'll notice your buyer starts to bring in more people on their side. And this is the key to landing any big deal. The big deals are the ones when multiple people are around the boardroom table, collaborating, negotiating, rather than just 1v1. And with this, when you have this in mind, that it's a team sales approach, not a lone wolf approach, is you don't always just need to go straight for the decision maker either. I call it the bottom-up strategy. So the bottom-up strategy is you might be going for a really big account and the decision maker is protected. It's hard to get to them. So instead, what you can do is start to build relationships with influencers and champions within the account. I was working with a company once and they were selling into some schools and the principal was really, really hard to get to, but the principal was the decision maker for this particular project. We couldn't get through. We tried everything. So what we did is we flipped it on its head and we said, okay, instead of just going straight to the principal, who's obviously really protected, why don't we start like doing some research and having quality conversations with the teachers and even the parents and start to see if we can go in. And the way we positioned it is that they were doing a research project and they wanted to gather some insight and some data. And as we built relationships with all of these teachers and all of these parents, and we started to collate all the information, it empowered them to write up some findings and a bit of a report on where they could see some opportunity within this school and within this project. all of a sudden, by showing the principal that we understood all the key people involved and we also had some really unique insight from them, all of a sudden the principal was then really keen to get involved. So that's what we call a bottom-up strategy. It takes longer, sure, but it can be the way of sometimes cracking some major accounts. I think salespeople sometimes get stuck because they go straight for decision makers all the time instead of taking the long game and actually start to build the whole case. So that's the model this week. I'd love for you to practice introducing more team members, bragging about what they specialize in, and even start, what do I say? It's almost like give more respect and more time and more empathy and more care to people that aren't decision makers, because they can often give you just as much information, if not more information, than decision makers. Trust that helps, team. Let me know if that's coming through loud and clear. So that's the Monday model, sort of ties in with the first one. Time savers. Keen for this one, team. And let us know in the chat if you are using a variation of this, because I'm not pegged into Calendly when it comes to using calendar booking links. However, there's a whole bunch of variations I'm sure out there. Some of you might be using HubSpot booking links, and I'm not sure there might be other business names. So let me know if you are already doing this. But the Monday time saver is this, team. Use something like Calendly to start setting up booking links to make the process of booking time on your calendar an easy one. I've seen that many deals stall out and meetings not get met because you're trying to dive into different time zones. You're trying to line up where their calendar fits with your calendar. So I'm going to put my Calendly in the chat here, team. And if you click on it, you'll see what I mean. And then we offer this on every Monday Motivation. If you want to book 30 minutes on my calendar to help you out with a specific problem or a challenge or get the team revved up around something, go ahead and book it in. It's super easy. You just click that link, calendly.com, and you can essentially just find what time zone suits you. And it's already blocked out everything else that's already booked in my calendar. So Calendly is just a really simple piece of software. You plug in your calendar to it and you can set available times. And so you can go to your client and say, hey, I'd love to just spend 15 minutes going through this project. We found a couple of areas that we definitely need to have a chat about. Could be some risk. I'll only take 15 minutes here. Here's my link. Just go through and find a day and time that suits you on your calendar. And it just starts to bring it all up. James says, I use Calendly in my clients. Love it. Yeah. What it does is it removes the friction out of this conversation. So let's say I wanted to book, 30 minutes with James this week. Instead of going, hey, James, what days are you got available? And he emails back, oh, I'm out Tuesday, Wednesday, but I'm available Thursday. Oh, sorry, man. I'm out Thursday. How's Friday? Oh, no, this Friday is no good. Could we do Tuesday? Oh, 8 o'clock. Oh, hang on. You're on a different time zone. It just takes out all of this back and forward lining up of meetings, completely removes the friction. And that's the key with booking more meetings, is you want to remove the friction out of it. So I'd recommend setting up a 15-minute calendar block, a 30-minute calendar block, and a 60-minute calendar block. The reason being is sometimes people don't book in with you on with the calendar because they automatically think it's going to mean an hour-long meeting out of their day. So this is why I have the different levels. If someone's just up for a quick chat, I send them my 15-minute booking link so that it only finds it in 15-minute increments and sends a calendar invite for only 15 minutes. Then I've got my 30-minute one, which is great for discovery and conversations and giving people some support. Like I said, if you need a hand this week, I'd love to fill my calendar. Normally, I only allow 5 spots, so get in quick. Just click that link in the chat, find a time, book it in, and you'll receive a calendar invite with the Zoom link to jump on Zoom together on a video call. But sometimes you also need that 60-minute one where it could be a deep dive or it could be part of your onboarding process or whatever it may be. So it works super easily. Actually, I might even show you because I think teams like that when you can actually just see it. So I've just clicked my own link here. So what it brings up here is, right, like a 30-minute discovery with us at Outbound. And so they can click on the times available today. Oh, sorry, tomorrow. I've only got 10 o'clock, 10, 15, or 12, 45. Availability on Wednesday, a lot more time. Thursday, Friday. And you'll see there's certain times that are booked out and carved out. And so it makes it super easy for people to be able to just jump on my calendar and go, yep, tomorrow, 10, 15, sounds good. Name, email address, anything else you'd like to share to prepare for the meeting, schedule event, and it's done. Calendar's on my side. You guys get a calendar link as well, and it's done. So much easier than having to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with all of those bits and pieces. So I would recommend Calendly. I've been using it for years. Works an absolute treat. Saves you so much time. All right. Last one is question of the week. So this is a good way of showing your buyers that you're not just trying to rail them into a meeting so that you can sell to them. Instead, it's showing them that you have concern or you've got some unique insight or whatever it may be. So the question is this, and you want to do it in a fair player tone. So it sounds like this. Hey, whether you choose to work with us or anyone in the field, there's a couple of areas you definitely want to make sure that are discussed. Things like the integrations and how that integration is going to work. Second thing is the way that you can actually set it up from a customized way and whether we can actually tailor that or not for you. And the third thing is the actual onboarding process, like how you actually can take the person through. We found like without really having a good discussion on those three things, it can fail. And so I'd love to know, how's your week looking for, say, just a 15-minute chat? I'd love to run through a couple of those areas. I've got a couple of questions for you. Right. Most people don't book meetings with you because one, they feel like they're going to get sold to. By saying, hey, whether you choose to work with us or anyone, it starts to mitigate that out of their mind. The second reason people don't book meetings with you is you don't have a good enough reason. And the reason should be specific. The reason should be personalized. The reason should link to either the challenge or the outcome that they're looking to solve. Never just try and say to your buyers, hey, I'd love to catch up with you for 30 minutes, have a coffee. Right? People are too busy. They don't have time to have 30-minute coffees with random people. So that's a language pattern that you can start using this week. Hey, whether you choose to work with us or anyone, there's a couple areas you definitely want to make sure are discussed. Things like this part of the project, there's a bit of risk involved in there. Second thing is like the timeline, particularly with it sort of lining up with the other trades. And the third thing is just the finance plan and how it's actually going to be done step by step. Love to jump on a quick call with you, Zoom call, 15, 30 minutes, whatever suits you. How's your week looking this week? I'm not sure. Let me have a look. Hey, what I'll do is I'll send you a calendar link and you can just click there. It'll actually show you all of our time zones are available, but it'll also line up with yours and then see if that could work for you. How does that sound? Yeah, that'd be great. Send it over. Boom. And then you can follow up around the calendar. So that's question of the week, team. Hope that helps. Love to know in the chat. Takeaways. Did you enjoy today's session and what did you take away? Again, love to know so I can give you as much support as possible. And as always, every single week, we want to find out what your biggest sales challenge is right now, whether it's filling the pipeline, closing deals, or getting more quality meetings. We'll tailor each session based on this. And so we're led by you. So let us know. Jerome says, like the sound of Calendly. Thanks for this. Yeah, go for it, man. I think it'll really help. Makes the whole process a lot easier for people. So go for it. Oh, it's neck and neck. Keep those votes coming in, team. This matters. It is close. Jeanette said, great meeting. Definitely the curiosity part resonated. Yeah, glad to hear it, Jeanette. A bit more research in there. Can go a massive, massive way. All right, I'm gonna give you 10 more seconds, team, and then we're launching it. Three. Two, one, team. We're going BOFU again next week, closing deals. And so, what I'm going to do next week, thank you to everyone who fills out the survey at the end of these sessions as well. There's a lot of like unique insights and little tidbits that you guys want to see covered in future episodes. Next week episode, I'm going to focus on closing deals in BOFU. But I'm also going to do a bit of a quick fire round because there's like maybe 10 or 12 great questions in there that I reckon we can answer in a really simple way. So if you want to be a part of the quick fire round next week, just when you hang up on this call, you'll get taken to a survey page. Just put in there like a specific thing that you want to hand with or some insight on. And I'm going to make that part of next week's session. Just to change it up. You know, Darcy's not going to be around, so I can do what I want. So that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, next week's still going to be all about closing deals, but we're also going to do a quick fire round for some of those unique questions that you guys have been asking over the week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, Bofu's next week. Hope you've enjoyed it. And as always, if you want to catch up on a replay or catch previous episodes, you can go to Spotify. You can go to Apple Podcasts. And just search for The Bigger Game. I'm uploading each episode each week as well. So a bunch of you are subscribing there as well. Thank you, team. Really appreciate it. And thanks for joining me. I enjoyed hanging out with you. And look forward to seeing you on next week's Monday Motivation Meeting. Have a cracking week, team. Cheers.